This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It doesn't seem humanly possible that they could ask two men to stand in here and hold up this building that's built for four. B. Mitch, Finley, Landfill, and the talented Brother Walker. But we shall do the best we can. Because my man Chris, you know, it's a task, man, that I take on with enthusiasm. And it's going to be a blast, man. Denton Day, I'm telling you what a storyteller. I feel like I know more about Denton Day now in his hygiene and how he starts his day than ever before. I am so equipped now on Denton Day's lifestyle that I am ready to go. The guys did a great job today in for the Junks, and Toby Altizer is the youngest in charge. So we're going to have a whole bunch of fun today on President's Day. And, brother, I was thinking about the 500 yesterday, and I thought about you. Somehow, I knew you weren't there because I was just with you earlier. But I have yet to do one. It's on the bucket list. Would love to do it, and I assume you've done it.
No, never been. My folks live near it, actually. They live in Florida down by Daytona, but haven't been. Maybe one year.
Yeah, looks like a blast. Frightening.
I'd honestly probably rather do the Indy 500. I'm more the IndyCar guy, but Daytona's still a cool event.
Yeah, and you know it's going to be some metal. There's going to be a little touching. It's going to be a little contact. And how they do it, man, is just beyond me. Love it. Must see. Job well done. I knew when I saw Team USA on the ice, every time I see the ice and the fights, you're the first person that comes to mind. And these dudes, man, and it's fun, and I like this. I'm buying in to this nation's tournament. It is something has to be done. I mean, these all-star games are breaks, and I give them credit for trying. Will they knock it out of the park off the first at-bat? Maybe, maybe not. But the effort is there. The competitive nature is alive and well, and they're not playing around. I mean, ain't nothing fake about this. It's serious, and I enjoy the heck out of it and hope you will do as well. Their sport is not holding back any skill, no talent. It's what we were begging the NBA to bring us, and I'm not certain we'll ever get it. I'm just not sure. I mean, I don't know what, if you saw. That'll be interesting today, and I hope that I know he's still knocked out now, but G from the shop. I want to know today, our real hoop heads, the guys that sit on the board of our hoop head council, if they were able to watch end-to-end coverage of the All-Star game.
I'll tell you.
I'm not certain.
I was not. I watched some of it last night, but some of it was not that great.
Yeah, man. I told you I went back old school on Netflix. And I can't believe. I mean, Kyrie. I mean, maybe the movie's a little corny. Uncle Drew. But I got more entertainment out of watching that. And then to see that the King bowed out, snapped his streak of 20 All-Star games. And, of course, he'll take some hits for it. Again, at a guy that smiles at purple and gold. I mean, if his ankle, which will probably never heal at this point, I think he made the right decision.
You think he should have done it last minute, though? Like that's the thing I think people are mad about, because like somebody else could have been on the team.
He walked in hurt. What do you mean last minute?
Well, he decided to drop out last minute. He didn't decide to drop out a week ago when they could have gotten someone else in. They didn't have enough time to fly anyone else out.
Like, well, they weren't going to put. Well, okay. I give that. I don't have any knowledge of. So maybe if he did that, then that's not.
Yeah, I think that's part of the criticism is that he waited so long to actually.
Did you actually need another person to come into that? I mean, would that have made a big difference? I'm not certain. Should never even be talking about something I gave eyelashes to. But I just find it, and I want some and need some help at this. And 1-800-636-1067, you can be a big help today. And maybe because I'm aging, and I might add gracefully, I look at hoops as something that people play endlessly. I grew up hoop, people are waiting in line, waiting on bleachers, sitting on blacktop, waiting for the game, waiting for next up, playing for hours upon hours, soaking sweat, wet Levi's, and then walking several miles home, playing all day off a peanut P&J sandwich. Now you can't, you pay them a fortune and you can't get guys on the court. So now we're in the midst of a reversal. We're in a bit of a roll. There's a move, something's about to happen. Maybe it's too late. Maybe it's never too late. But something's got to give. Or is it just me? It's like we're, and I don't say overpaid, because they're making, everybody's making money. Get paid, get yours. I'm not into people's pockets. But would it kill you to be able to show up to the event and perform?
Yeah, I think
and that. I'm not paying a whole bunch of attention to this thing with Embiid, but it is, when I say, can we get you to play, the first person that comes to my mind is Embiid.
Yeah.
He may really be hurt. I don't know. But the way he carries himself, he never, ever will get the benefit of the doubt. I don't know. It just seems that it's a little bit out of control.
I think the NBA has a serious effort issue, you know what I mean? There seems to be a real lack of effort in the regular season, and I think the All-Star game just really highlights that, you know? Now, you get to the playoffs, and you start seeing these players like Jimmy Butler turns into a monster in the playoffs and stuff, you know? But a lot of these guys, it just seems like the regular season, they're just waiting to get to the playoffs, and then they actually start playing then. And the effort just isn't there a lot.
Jimmy may be a bit of a porcupine, but always plays hard. I don't know. But again,
I love watching him, especially in the playoffs.
It seems like nobody's making less money. I don't know if I've seen a dog in it. But you're right. I can't defend. I'll never get into a spitting contest over Jimmy Butler. He's played on too many different teams. There's something up with Jimmy. You either got body odor, there's something up with him. And then you see the UConn, and I tell you what's up, the women are balling. UConn, man, went down. You beat the Gamecocks by 30.
Wow.
They snap a 71 game home winning streak. Gamecocks was doing that thing. So I got to call it like I see it. For 3 or 4 hours a week, I have to at least be up front with it. Trojans snapped the Bruins' undefeated mark. The women, they're not even asking. I mean, they're just balling. Pardon me. They are balling out. Love to see that. Chiefs. excuse me. The Chiefs couldn't get the three-peat, but Matt McClung could. What was your take?
Well, it's cool seeing him get his 15 minutes of fame up there every All-Star game, but I'm not a huge fan of seeing non-NBA players in the All-Star game events. It just seems kind of – that's not really who we're here to see. I don't know. And the thing that kind of is really weird about the All-Star slam dunk competition too to me – is seeing dudes like him go out and do these big dunks, and then the cameras immediately go to the people on the bench that are like watching, and it's like Giannis and Wembanyama and like these guys, and I'm like, that's who I want to see in the dunk competition. I don't want to see their reactions. I don't see them doing this. Like, what's going on? You know, I don't know. It's kind of odd to me that they're there, sitting there courtside, standing up courtside, really interested in watching, but unwilling to participate. I don't know. NBA's got to fix some of that stuff.
Do you really like to see a guy over 6'8" dunk?
Well, did you see?
I always like to see the shorter guys.
Remember the one year they raised it a couple feet for someone? They brought out like a 12-foot basketball hoop and stuff. Like, there's things you can do to keep this interesting. I just feel that you're not doing it when you're not bringing out the stars to even begin with. You know.
I just think, before we had the dunkers, we had the best dunkers in the game dunking. Now you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, all the guys, it had been like back in the day if Dr. J had not participated, if Mike hadn't participated, if Kobe hadn't participated, you'd have been beside yourself. What are you talking about?
I mean, I feel like those guys all did like one or two, but they also didn't participate every year. You know,
they don't have to. At least they did it.
Yeah, I mean,
these young'uns now, they're not even trying.
No, I know. I know.
That's the thing that's fallen off the map is that they don't even adhere to tradition. They don't even adhere to legacy. That's all been forgotten. It's all been played out. We talked about this 3 years ago. About the All-Star game, about it going the world versus USA. The way the game is played. Not the best players in the world coming from all over the world anyway. And well, they've got to do something. Beg your pardon?
Some of them are. I mean, there's still some homegrown stars coming up, too. You know, Anthony Edwards is a big new name, and there's plays like that, too. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah, no, you're sprinkling them in, but you keep doing this, you're going to lose. Don't put no money on what you're about to say. Don't go down that road.
I'm just saying, you're going to lose
2-8. Though. 8-2, you're going to lose.
No, I know. I hear people saying, they're all international.
Crazy.
They're not all international, but...
No, they're not all, but the majority are. The pendulum has swung. Back in my youth... You heard about Rucker. You heard about New York, D.C. hoops, L.A. hoop. You heard about that. It's like growing up, you heard the Texas football. You heard the things that you heard about back in the 60s or whatever. Now, ain't nobody talking about nobody in America with basketball. Man, I'm telling you, man, it's changed. And, you know, I guess everything does. I guess it does. Now, here's one thing that we do need to tap into, and this is not a bit. This is straight up serious. Because when people in our society and sports reach out for help, we do that masculinity thing, and we play that macho thing, and they're screaming for help. We did it with the poor kid out of Texas, the quarterback, who was screaming for help. And we made him one of the richest people in the world. We ain't gave him no help. We just made him richer and richer and ruined the franchise. Now, what are we going to do with Justin Tucker situation?
I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm surprised Baltimore hasn't done something about that yet. I don't know.
How about help him?
Sure, but I mean, I don't. At this point, do they even know how many allegations are coming forward? Or like, there's still just more people coming out. It seems almost every week.
But did we not learn anything from the quarterback situation in Cleveland? We cannot be this ignorant. You got to be kidding me. And then I go, no, dude, we really are. We have some really educated people with no common sense. And correct me if I'm wrong. I beg you, 1-800-636-1067. Because I cannot believe we're about to repeat ourselves again and put a person's life in jeopardy who clearly is screaming for help. And what are we going to do, just cover it up and say it's a sports thing?
Well, really? I don't know. What do you suggest to do to help him? Like, put him in some sort of facility or something? Like, I don't understand.
Oh, let's give him a bonus and let's pay him. Let's make him the richest kicker in the history of the game. And,
I know, right?
Yeah, and let's do that. That's what we do with the other guy. I mean, it's just it sounds like I'm in Looney Tune mode right now. Correct me, but I just cannot understand this. And I respect the Ravens organization for being different, being above most. But this is startling to me.
I mean, after the Ray Rice thing, you'd think that they would have some sort of policy in place for these kind of issues. And it doesn't seem like they're doing much.
Nobody's perfect. I mean, just look how they run.
I'm not saying you've got to be perfect, but most people don't have 16 women coming out with allegations against them either.
And that's just the ones that had the courage to come out.
I know. So,
how about those that don't? Can you imagine? Would you even want to go public with something that embarrassed you?
Of course not. I mean, it takes a lot of bravery for anyone to come forward.
You better
with
believe
that stuff.
It takes a lot, and we should never ever underestimate that. That's the courage that comes in. And look at this Deshaun deal. I'm amazed. If you write books, people will read about this 50 years from now. They won't believe it. They won't believe it. They'll go, who was running this stuff? Who was it? Now, the question will be, who in the heck is in charge? If you say nobody, I'll accept that. That would make sense. But you got to tell me something. Somebody has to say something. You just can't say nobody. Well, we're going to have Professor Holder on at noon. I'm going to ask him, Coach Naki at 11. We're going to try to do this in a way that, the Terps, you know, I get that feeling, George Mason, man, playing some ball. Look, this is nothing new to the DMV. Once G from the shop wakes up, man, I can't wait. Hopefully we get him on live today. I don't like to put a lot of pressure on him doing an NBA All-Star game. He might be in Frisco. Out at the All-Star game, I might have taken a little G to the All-Star game. But this is that time of the year. It's usually a relief that football season's over because it's been so bad. But now we're thrilled. And now, to me, as Toby and Denton did a fabulous job of highlighting this morning, this is... we're targeted now. Now we're the runway model. And now people they're targeting us. And now you either make yourself better because people are coming after you and they're afraid of you now. Got their attention. And I don't know about you, Metal, but that young man that wore that chocolate brown jersey in Cleveland, Ohio, I can't envision him not being on this team.
Oh, we're talking about Myles Garrett now.
Myles, I have a difficult okay. time. I can't envision him not being on this team. I'm troubled because if he's not on this team, it means I got to deal with him. The last time I've dealt with him, he's been on an inferior team. Can you imagine him and Kelly Green?
I'd really prefer not to.
No, that's a frightening. If you want to wake up in the middle of the night in a cold sweat, imagine Howie. Imagine him next to those monsters in South Philadelphia. So some deals you have to do to prevent other deals from happening. But I think just to help yourself, you want to help your secondary? Bring that beast to the District of Columbia. You want to help your linebackers? Bring that beast to the District of Columbia. You want to help stop the run? Bring that beast to the District of Columbia. Now, I'd like you to explain to me why it's not a good option to bring that beast to the District of Columbia. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back in a moment.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. DOC, and for me, Mitch and Finley, Landfill, and Brother Walker here on President's Day. Boy, watching the Indy 500, man, the delays, the rain. It is...
Daytona 500. It's Daytona.
I mean, Daytona. Yeah, right. So you love, you prefer the Indy of the Daytona. You prefer the Indy.
I do,
you put
I do.
That Indy in my brain. You bad boy, you.
Well, you know, but, my mom's family's from Indiana, and I just grew up watching the Indy.
I know. And it just couldn't get it out of my brain. That was a problem. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's this thing with LeBron, we're going to get back to that. Not that he did not play it being a problem at 40 plus or whatever it is, but is denying a young buck who was worthy of having that inaugural opportunity to play. And you knew damn well you wasn't going to play because your ankles hurt most of the time, and rightfully so, you fight through it. That, I think, is something we'll continue to talk about. But the lines are lit. We'll go out to one of the original canines, AP out in Laurel. What up?
What up, Bob? How you doing, brother?
Good. Because there's a lot on the plate today, and I think it's good that we have some serious matters that need to be dealt with today from an adult standpoint.
I agree, Doc. And you know, as you just stated, adults, the adults in the room, and you know, the old regime and, you know, Daniel Snyder and what have you, as much as it pains me to say that name, would make the more flashier, you know, attention-grabbing acquisition if we're talking free agents. You know, they, T. Higgins, all right, what do you want? First, how many first rounds you want? You know,
right.
All right, yeah, we'll pay his contract. We're going to make the reckless decision.
Right.
And I believe in Adam we trust. And I think...
Me too.
You know, he's going to make the right decision. You know, obviously there's a glaring need at the number two wide receiver position, but let's look at what we have to compete with, Philadelphia. And they're all, you know, not only do we have to compete with them, they're in our division. And that's the measuring stick. That's the team we have to dethrone. And we're going to have to get tough on defense. I mean tough, because as you saw, what won the Super Bowl, you know, outright for them? Defense. The D-line was dominant. You know, linebackers flying around, making interceptions, the secondary, what have you. I just think, Doc, like, before we make that flashy pickup of, you know, wide receiver, you know, we can get a couple plug-and-play guys, but defense is where we really have to go all in for. So I definitely agree with you on going after Garrett.
Yeah. Again, we have capable people making these decisions, but I just think if they, from the people standpoint, outside looking in, and I'm on the outside, but I am looking in, and my eyes don't lie. I just think that it's as important for somebody that talented not to be in your division as well as anything else. I think this is a strategic move. Maybe we're understating this. I don't want to do that. I want to prioritize this. And not as a scare tactic, but let's keep it real. Let's not fool yourself now into this. You can't fix everything in one swipe.
Right.
But he's almost like a plug-and-play guy. So I think it's interesting. Appreciate the phone call. Toothpick. Brian, I hope your house is settled down by now. Welcome home.
Hey, what's good, Doc? How you doing?
Hey, man, we're just trying to handle some business today, man. This is on President's Day, but we have some issues that
we cannot
mess around with. We got to get some things settled because I like the feeling we have right now in this offseason, and I don't want to revert back to the past. I want to move forward.
I do also, Doc. Let me start off by this, you know. Okay, so, Casey didn't win it, so she's still in recovery right now. She's off of her football soapbox, but she okay. Doc, what I wanted to say was this. I think Mal Garrett is definitely a priority. He is definitely somebody we need. However, if we lose this arms race, imagine this. If they want two first-rounders from us, and let's say a De'Ron Payne or a John Allen, what do you think they're going to want from the Philadelphia Eagles? They're going to want Carter in the middle, Nolan Smith, those younger guys with better contracts. So if he does wind up in Philadelphia, they're going to weaken. They're going to strengthen their – of course, he's a defensive player of the year, but they're going to take something from that young core. Everybody says, well, Washington doesn't have much to offer. What do you think Philly has to offer? And do you think they want to depart with some of them? So you got to look at it that way as well. And the same thing goes for Detroit. They're going to have to give something to get something. So I think we're in a better position, to give something. Of course, we're not talking about Mikey Sanders still and our young players like that, because there is a line where we draw in the sand and say, hey, we're not crossing that. So if you do go to Philly, you're going to weaken them and you're going to help us. And then maybe we could pick up somebody like the guy from Cincinnati or the Raiders guy, So, yes, it's an arms race. But Philly's going to have to give up something. That defense is going to get a lot weaker. Thanks, Doc.
If you don't mess with their best player, see, it depends on – they're not losing their best player. To me, you're not moving the rock unless you mess with their best player. You messing with their complementary pieces, but you ain't messing with their prize bull. This dude's a prize bull. You want to have two of them to deal with? You can't block the one they have. Now you want to give them two? I don't think so. I'd rethink that one. You need to go in there and talk to the Kansas City Chief compadre you have and holler back later. I'm going to reject that one. Going to Silver Spring. Reese.
How you doing?
Welcome to B. Mitch and Finley.
Absolutely. Look, we have to beat the Eagles, right? That's the first thing we got to do. How about Mikael Becton? 6'6", 362-pound guard. Blocks out the sun. He's making $8 million. We give him 10. We worry about that guy, that superstar, can rush the passer. We have to get defense. Let's start small and then let them take care of the cap rate, and we're on our way. What do you think?
Well, you take down one of their pieces, and you get the guy. He spars with him, so he blocks him every day in practice. That is a strategy that I could entertain, that strategy. You hurt them on offense. And you bring his sparring partner over to deal with him. That's good. But what happens to 95, Garrett?
He's a beast.
Yeah, and I still, because even though I like what you're talking about, Beckham, I can get me a tackle. I think I can find a tackle and move him inside. I may already have one on my own team. What I can't do is fix my secondary and my linebacker problem all with one person. The only guy I can do that is that beast.
Bobby Wagner's coming back.
They're going to do
who? We're okay. Bobby Wagner coming back calling the signals.
No, I love Bobby. I love Bobby, but I got beat with all them people. You can't convince me about anything that I just saw them all get punched in the face. You can't sell me on that. You got to bring me a new piece. Otherwise, you sound like a fan.
The Eagles have four guys in defense that all want raises. They're celebrating up there, and they should. But they better watch out for our Commanders. Go low to get Garrett. Give him first two, and then that wide receiver we can get from Ole Miss. He'll take care of the wide receivers. He's 6'3", okay. 210 pounds, does a 4.44 40.
Yeah, all that sounds good. Now you're repeating measurables again. See, that's internet talk. All that don't mean okay. anything. That's up to Adam Peters. I don't do that. I'm not a GM. That's up to Adam. I appreciate the phone call, though, Reese. That's strong. See, all that stuff sounds great on TV and radio shows. But that's what Adam Peters has to do. That's his job, not ours. What you know is that you cannot beat your opponent mano a mano. That's a fact. Unless you play a perfect game. It's hard to be perfect. Now, you know that if you don't throw up all over yourself, you do have a chance. And they know you have a chance. Now, you can say this if it makes you feel good, that you did play them pretty damn well. And they know it. See, here's the thing about you can't take out of their mind. You knocked a quarterback out legally. You didn't cheat. You knocked his behind out legally. Everybody else could have done that, but nobody else did. You did. They know you're not scurred. They don't want to really deal with you, but they know they have to. Now, what you got to do now is figure out how to close that cushion, because you threw up all over yourself, fumbling the damn ball, giving them opportunities. Now, you can correct that. That's a controllable, and you know you can do it. They know you can do it. So let's not F this up, because we're that close. Lattimore is going to be fine. A lot of you are freaked out, and you just shows you don't have a track background. The guy's a sprinter. He had a hamstring. He tried to come back. It didn't work out, but he didn't quit. I'll take his heart over damn near everybody's on the team. Love his competitive spirit. But you can't play cornerback off want to. You got to have wheels. It's the only place you can't fake it. You can't fake playing corner. You can fake a lot of positions in this league. You cannot fake playing corner. To break we go. We'll come back. We'll continue this conversation. 1-800-636-1067. Not for the faint at heart. We got to get things settled here on President's Day. Let's fix our squad so we can move forward, because the gorilla is in your division. You scurred or you want to attack? We'll be back. Getting a chance to chop it up a little bit on the gridiron as we switch gears, top of the hour. Coach Naki joins us. Terps, man, getting it going. That round ball, we're about to segue. We're about to move the needle a little bit. The madness will be upon us, and we shall deal with that. Speaking of that, JYD, long time no hear. What up?
How you doing, Doc?
Doing good, man. Just trying to handle some business.
Well, I think the same here. I think you've been hitting the nail on the head. You had... We were there, and we couldn't handle what was in front of us because that terrific defensive line that the Eagles had, you just took us out. We stopped Saquon, but we couldn't stop much nothing else.
Yep.
And when I look at the team, the Commanders. Like you say, you're not a general manager. I'm not a general manager. But you can't go out there and say, well, we'll run this back. You can't run it back with a lot of the guys that got punched in the mouth out there.
No.
Or whatever. And, you know, I mean, I heard you say you took out their quarterback legally, and you did. But I also looked at it to say, you didn't have any guys that had any dare in them to put a damn helmet on goddamn on Saquon's knee. You got to go out there and tackle a guy. You got to go out there and make a guy feel some damn pain. Not take
no,
the pain.
No, when he scored on the first play of the game, what are you talking about?
We That's couldn't what I'm saying.
If you it got- was if it was tag, we couldn't have got him.
But we got to have some guys up front that are willing to do this.
Yeah, well, that's why the show started off.
If you're not willing to do it,
this one guy put a target on. That's why I say my priority number one is to fix it in one swoop. That's why I'm saying it's a high priority for me. I see it 95 or bust.
Yes. That's what you got to do. You got to go out there and get some guys who are willing to change the dynamics of what's going on up front and in the secondary as well. Because when you look at it all, we tried it with the Alabama guys. We had a line with like almost four first round picks playing up front. And you didn't get the job done. Or whatever.
Yeah, well, all that stuff's good if you're writing an article. But we've been through that. Appreciate you, JYD. God bless. Let's go to Anthony in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's up?
So a few weeks back, you were on the radio with Rooster, and you were talking about, we were talking about Garrett, and you said they need three players. Yeah. I said they need four.
Right.
And let me give you the part that I didn't get to give because I was cut off.
Okay.
So I agree Garrett is the right person. I would give up a first. I would give up two first and either Allen or Payne. I wouldn't give up three first round because when it's time for Jaden to sign that contract, you still got to have something in the cupboard. But my whole point was, to me, Garrett by himself is not enough. Remember when I was giving off, okay, Dexter had Charles, Jake had Grimm, Lachey had Rollo. What I'm saying is the Eagles got two tackles and a center, and basically they got four defensive linemen. Remember when the Giants had the NASCAR package they made Brady tap dance in the Super Bowl?
Yep.
That's what I'm talking about when I'm saying that Garrett by himself is not enough.
Well, he may not be enough, but without him, you got no shot.
Oh, no, I get that. But what I'm saying is, okay, hypothetically, we get Garrett. Who on the defensive line scares anybody?
Well, with Garrett, everything changes, just like the Eagles. When you get a badass that requires two people, now the rest of them people you paying now, they have to earn their keep or you overestimated their abilities, and that's on you. You can't get a bag and not be able to beat a guy one-on-one. That's a you problem.
Right, but what I'm saying is the Eagles have more than one badass. That's the difference. They have Nolan Smith. They have Davis.
Again, I understand that. But you're going to get some help on your offensive line, and you've played them three times. You were overwhelmed by them once. Remember when we had back in the day, when they had Wednesday, they killed us. We've improved. You're not going to overcome them in a moment, but you got to take a step. You need help in several areas. That's why I said three people. Well, I can help my secondary with him. He's the only guy I see on the board that I can kill two birds with one stone, is my point. He's that good. Okay. I don't see anybody else I can get two for one with. He helps my secondary because I don't have to cover as long because Miles gets there in a hurry. You have nobody else that can get there. That's the problem. You're paying people for results that you're not getting. I got to move off that. Appreciate the phone call. Moving up on the top of the hour, and we're going to go a little bit of round ball with the coach. I've been trying to get Naki, man, for a minute. He's hard. It's hard to get him. Hard to get through his secretaries, get through all the people you have to get through to get to Coach Naki. Look, man, that round ball is going. The madness, you know what it's all about. And this is a hoops area. And the Terps, they're not alone now. We've been talking about, Mason. There's some action. We got a lot of people that are on the cusp that are doing some things. Hoyas, we see you too. There's some people doing some things. But Queen? See, this is a dude. Queen is what I'm talking about. You need somebody that shakes things up. This outside of the box. We'll talk about that and more. Top of the hour when Coach joins us. Right here. B. Mitch and Finley out. DOC and Metal in. We'll be back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.